Good morning. It's a Friday. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And let me just say, Alan, happy birthday to you. It's tomorrow, but I want to be the first to weigh in.
I appreciate that very much. And I accept your happy birthday in the spirit in which it is offered. The particular thing I like about the phrase is the happy part.
Well, I hope you do have a happy birthday. Let's turn to space. You know, we have these discussions, and now from NASA reveals Kepler-452b, an Earth-like planet. It has 385 days, closest to an Earth year.
Yep.
It is in the Goldilocks habitable zone, where the temperatures are lukewarm and suitable for liquid water on the surface, if it has a surface.
Just right.
Yes, it's just right.
Right. Well, you know, I think I saw this movie when I was about 12 years old, and it's just very exciting. Of course, it's a long, long way off. And the idea that we could get there, we'll have to wait for future generations, I suspect. But it is exciting, and it is something that, you know, for those of us who have always believed we cannot be the only ones around, it really does offer some hope that we're going to see that there are others like us and that they may have figured out things that we have not been able to figure out. And on the other hand, they may also be in far worse shape. And if we ever make contact, that we may be sorry.
Back to Earth and the presidential contest, Alan, and a headline in the Times today, criminal inquiry is sought in Clinton email account.
This is very dangerous for Mrs. Clinton because the inspector generals in that department have said that she used it illegally. If that turns out to be true, and if the Justice Department opens a criminal investigation, which is what the inspector generals are asking for, that could put a serious crimp in the Clinton election efforts. I like her because she's an older woman and an older person. And I'm a big believer in people being allowed to work as long as they want. Yes, you mentioned my birthday, but she is holding that flag for all of us, saying nobody will be told that they can't run for office or do anything because they're too old. The older I get, the more I understand how serious a problem this could be. There are those in this society who have been extremely tough on people who are older.
Listen to this, Alan. A New York Times CBS News poll conducted last week reveals that nearly 6 in 10 Americans, including heavy majorities of both whites and blacks, think race relations are generally bad, and that nearly 4 in 10 think the situation is getting worse. By comparison, 2/3 of Americans surveyed shortly after President Obama took office said they believed that race relations were generally good.
Look, when we read the spate of stories about policemen who were being very tough on people who were black, who were driving or who were walking, and we see it again and again, and then we see police departments' efforts to clean it up and the Justice Department's efforts to look over the shoulders of people, and now in New York State, and Attorney General Eric Schneiderman being assigned to oversee all investigations of police as they relate to the bodily harm of African-American people. You can't avoid the idea that just a little skin pigment has led to this incredible divide between some Americans. When you stop to think about it, it really is disgusting. It is racism at its worst. And we say, he's not me, and therefore I don't like him, or he doesn't like me. That is a great separator, and it is something that we have worked on for years in this country, and it's going to take a lot more work.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, have a wonderful birthday weekend.
Well, thank you, David. Appreciate your good thoughts.